All right, we're here for our Voice of the Valley segment, and we're literally at the North 9 Bar and Grill. It's going to be opening on Friday, and of course, we'll be here for a free beer Friday. I'm with the owner, Brian Gullickson, and people are pretty excited about you and what you have done at three other locations in the region, and now you're doing that here in Valley City. Tell us exactly what happened and the purchase or the transfer of this property formerly known as Trestles Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I got a call from the Valley City Town and Country Club Board of Directors. They were looking to enhance the environment, the atmosphere here at the country club building. And so we sat down just before Thanksgiving and we kind of came to an agreement. And well, here we are on the 18th day of February now. And we took possession yesterday. And we're spending the next few days making sure that we get this place cleaned up and ready to go. We are going to make some cosmetic changes on the outside and the inside. But more importantly, prior to opening here on Friday, is that we want to make sure that the kitchen's cleaned up. We want to make sure that the back of the bar is cleaned up. I like clean places, clean spaces. I want, the atmosphere and the environment for our customers and the people in the region to have a nice, clean environment, good, clean, good-tasting food. And so we're going to take the next 3 days here and get this place cleaned up.
That's great. Now, one of the big questions is the board of directors still control the golf part of it, right?
Yeah, so the board of directors are going to focus their attention on the golf course. They want to make this the premier nine-hole course in the region, and they want to focus, their entire efforts on the golf course. And it's kind of hard to be a slave to two masters. And obviously a restaurant and bar as this size here, as the North 9 Bar and Grill, it involves a lot of hands-on day-to-day. And if that's not in your wheelhouse, it's best to focus on what's in your wheelhouse. And so we've come to an agreement on the sale of the building and the transfer of the building. And so that's taken place as of yesterday. And they'll focus on the golf course. Of course, can't golf now. I wish we could golf. I love golfing. And I have fond memories. I actually have fond memories of this golf course. Yep. I did used to live in Valley City when I was just a little shaver. And I remember actually growing up in high school in West Fargo. I used to come out here and we used to run cross-country races on this golf course. So I've got fond memories of Valley City and this area.
This is such a wonderful location with the Highline Bridge, and of course, people have always, for decades, loved to come out here, and now you, with your energy, I've gotten to know you now for at least a year, and I can speak as a testimonial about your energy and your commitment to making things work.
Hey, I'm passionate about North Dakota. I'm passionate about small towns in North Dakota, and some of the best people that I've met in the last 12 months of my life have come from small towns in North Dakota. Catherine, Enderlin, Buffalo, and of course, Valley City. I've always thought it'd be great to have a bar, restaurant environment in Valley. Never did I dream that we'd be able to take ownership of this wonderful facility. And it's we're gonna spruce this thing up. It's probably got one of the best views looking to the north to see the old Trestle Bridge that's been there forever. And of course, we got the Cheyenne Valley Hill that you can see on the west and east side if you look out of the country club building here. It's got gorgeous natural lighting looking to the north. And, maybe I'm being biased, but I believe this is probably one of the best looking visible viewpoints to looking out, whether you're sitting out on the deck come spring and summer or you're sitting in the restaurant here and looking out these big windows. It's just a gorgeous view. You have deer walking around out there in the valley and the river, Cheyenne River's over there and the big bridge. It's just a beautiful environment. It'd be a great space for the citizens of Valley City and beyond.
Well, this is great. We're with Brian Gullickson, the owner of the North 9 Bar and Grill, formerly the Trestles Town and Country Club. He's the new owner of it. We've got a Free Beer Friday coming up. Before we get into Free Beer Friday, let's talk a little bit about you will be serving food on Friday. What kind of food can we be looking at, Brian?
We've got a starter menu here to kick off the new ownership here this Friday. And, our quesadillas and wings, bone-in and boneless walleye fingers. You know, we just opened our kitchen yesterday, or 2 days ago, technically, in Enderlin there at the Maple River Saloon and Eatery. And the food, everyone's raving about the food in Buffalo as well as Maple River and Enderlin. But the burgers, single burger, cheeseburgers, you know, quarter pound burgers, these are hand patted, fresh every morning. You'll taste the difference in a hand patty burger that's fresh every morning. We've got great cheese curds, different flavors, jalapeno poppers. We've got great chicken sandwiches, obviously beer of just about every flavor, and wine, patty melts. I had a patty melt yesterday in Enderlin at the Maple River Saloon, and I'm kind of a patty melt and a quesadilla critic. And I personally love the quesadillas here and the patty melts. People love the maple burgers and the Old 10 burger. So, I mean, we've got a great starter menu. And as we ramp up this space and as we make some, you know, cosmetic changes inside and out, we're going to upgrade our menu. It'll be a step-by-step process here. But our intentions are to bring in prime rib. I want to have the best prime rib in the valley. I want to have the best steaks in the valley. And then we're going to, you know, bring in breakfast. You know, we're going to make a few changes on the Sunday brunch. We're going to lower the price a little bit, give you more breakfast options on the Sunday brunch here. And then our long-term goal, and we want to do it soon, is we want to bring breakfast here and get it started at 7 a.m. every morning. You can come in and order fresh eggs, bacon, pancakes, you know, French toast, whatever.
Making me hungry.
I know. I love breakfast. I could eat breakfast three times a day, right? And so I want to be the premier breakfast place in Valley City. I want to be the premier steak and prime rib in the area. And so that's our goal. We're going to move that direction. We've got great staff here. A lot of the staff have stayed on with us here. Plus, we brought in some new staff from around the region. So we want to be here. We'll be open 7 days a week. You know, this space was only open 5 days a week. Now we're going to be open 7 days a week. And again, we're going to get that lunch and dinner stuff going right away. And then we're going to move to add breakfast soon.
Wow, exciting stuff here at the North 9 Bar and Grill, formerly Trussell's here. We're going to be talking about a little more about it on Friday because we're going to be here for Free Beer Friday. We have just a couple of minutes left, so we are going to be here for Free Beer Friday, kicking things off here this Friday, the 21st, and we'll be here from 5 to 7, and we're going to be giving away i3G Media, us here at KOVC, some free beers, but you'll have some specials too.
Yes. We'll have plenty of specials here, drink specials, food specials here starting on Friday as well. And, of course, as you mentioned, free beer from 5 to 7. And then we actually have live entertainment as well Friday night from 8 to midnight. And it's R&R Entertainment out of the Fargo-Moorhead area. The guy comes in and does trivia, music trivia, and he'll be doing karaoke, DJ service. We'll have a big light bar in here. So if you want to dance, you want to shake your booty, you want to come in here and just sit back and relax and have a drink and hear good music, hear people make fools of themselves, singing karaoke songs, this will be the place to be Friday night. You know, I'm partial to 21, and you guys will be here. Yep. The radio station will be here doing the free beer on the 21st. I bought Catherine, the Cheyenne Saloon, on December 21st of 2023. So 21 and I love the number 21. So here we are going to launch everything on February 21st here with the radio station, giving away free beer, live entertainment Friday night, great starter menu here. Everything will be fresh. It'll taste great. The kitchen will be 100% clean. We just want to provide great services, great opportunity here for people in Valley City area.
Wow, you can feel the passion vibrating from Brian Gullickson, the owner here at the North 9 Bar and Grill. Get here Friday for Free Beer Friday from 5 to 7 and beyond. Brian, thanks so much for joining us on the show today, and we wish you all the best as you move forward.
Steve, thank you. We're excited to partner with the local community here. We're excited to offer employment opportunities to people in the local marketplace here. We're excited to be here and be open to serve the community and serve the people here, offer a great place for great food and great prices. And again, we thank you for all your support. Many of your listeners support us in Catherine. Many of your listeners support us in Buffalo, North Dakota at the Old 10. And many of your listeners support us at Maple River in Enderlin. So we appreciate you and thank you for everything.
All right, there's Brian Gullickson, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.